Here, as the sun is rising, I can see the outline of rubble next to the famous power station towers. A reminder 1 year on of the devastating collapse of the boiler house, which killed 4 men and seriously injured 2 others. Back then, in the immediate aftermath, 20,000 tons of metal and concrete piled high next to the remaining half of the building, evidence of the scale of what happened. Michael Colling's body was found almost immediately, but it took 7 months for the 3 other workers to be found as teams worked through the scene of devastation. The bodies of Ken Creswell, John Shaw and Christopher Huxtable, all dads, were taken away past a guard of honour. Here's Didcot Mayor Steve Connell.
It was heartbreaking to a lot of people because there were human beings underneath that. And when you see how large the pile of metal was, it was just, you couldn't imagine that people were under it.
Didcot Power Station was being prepared for demolition when the boiler house came down. It's still not known exactly what happened. Local MP Ed Vasey says it was just such a shock.
With the main building collapsing in this way and people being killed, it was pretty awful for the town because we were sort of saying goodbye to the power station in a very ordered way. And then this terrible tragedy happened.
1 year on, and lawyers for the families of Michael, Ken, John and Christopher say they're still battling for answers.